Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 23 March 2026. Welcome to the next broadcast. We are glad you're with us. And I do mean that. I seriously do. I hope y'all had a great weekend, and I hope that y'all are doing well. But tonight, I was going to have a guest on. My name is John Freeman, who started I don't do social media, folks. I'm not on social media except for email. I don't do Facebook and none of those things. Somebody opened up an account for me on Facebook and they did use it, but I have my name on it. Nonetheless, he started a Christian organization that was going to help people with another social media they could trust and depend on. But I can never get a hold of him to confirm tonight's program, so he's not with us tonight. We're going to bring up instead Mr. Wayne Elliott just in a minute and discuss one product that we offer through the program. The bomb there, I want to talk to you about something a little bit different, if you don't mind, just you and I. But anyway, don't forget this. The last week we're going to have the sale on. This week into the 31st, we're going to have the sale on the Vitamir toothpaste, the mouthwash and toothpaste both. You buy three, mix your match, and get 10% off either product or both of them, whatever you want to do. The last week for that. And Phil Hudock told me to thank all of you for praying for his wife, Lynn, who had surgery last week. It went very well. Of course, she's sore and a little bit of pain now, but nonetheless, she's doing fairly well. She truly is. And she's working hard to get, I think, back on her feet and get moving again. Lynn's home and doing well. And don't forget now, next Thursday, not this Thursday, next Thursday, our friend and our brother Joe Cannon's having open heart surgery. Keep that in mind also, please. Now, without further ado, we're going to bring up Mr. Wayne Elliott. And I really appreciate Wayne and what he's done because he come on to me tonight with such short notice. And I certainly did not mean to catch him off guard today, but I wanted to have him on for a little while to discuss the products for the last half hour of the program after we talked to John. But John didn't show up, so we got him on top of the hour. And Wayne Elliott, thanks for joining us tonight. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure for me, Pastor Butch. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, my friend. And you and I go back a few years now, don't we?
That's right. We sure do. We sure do. And I'm glad you're offering the folks aligned with your ministry with our Strauss products. They're effective and natural and can't hurt anybody. And I just love it, Pastor Butch. Every time somebody gets a bottle, I know they're going to do better. And there's nothing like it.
Well, I've often through mentioned that for a lot of years. and people love it. They keep right on buying it. I use five different products every day myself, every morning.
I use them myself.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Use them myself and have for almost 30 years now. It turns out, Pastor Butch, that, and this, you know, through my teachings from Jim Strauss years ago, 3 years, and my experience since, it turns out really that clean tissues, the tissues in our body, our organs, our circulatory system, our nerve system, just our entire body, clean tissues are the best thing we can have. And it makes sense if you think, just think of our own kitchens. If we never took the trash out, or if we never flushed the toilet in the bathroom, we wouldn't want to be there for long. And yet, you know, our bodies are remarkable, remarkable creations, the human body, as are most of the creatures in the world. Just remarkable what we can endure and do to ourselves. And these days, of course, with all the genetically modified foods, all the chemicals that literally surround us on our foods, in our water, all the plastics, there's never been a more important time. And so, you know, you never hear, I don't anyway, from people that their doctors talks about cleansing or detoxing or taking the garbage out, really, is what it is. And it's so important. Things like bacteria and parasites in our body can do enough harm on their own, but they're oftentimes the source of bigger trouble. And so just as we maintain our car engines, change the oil in the filter, change the filters in our furnace or air conditioning unit, the tractor, if we didn't, the equipment would stop working and would be less efficient, then eventually stop. We're really no different, Pastor Butch. We may last longer than most of that equipment, but if we don't cleanse, if we don't take the garbage out, you know, it's going to haunt us one way or another. And, of course, if a person's constipated, that's not a good condition to live with. Jim Strauss used to say death starts in the colon. So we want to be like the bears and use the bathroom every day. At the same time, there's more and more people having trouble, Pastor Butch, with the likes of urinary tract infections, complaints of leaking, urgency, weak flow. With men, it's most often the prostate. And with women, it's most often the bladder. And you know, we don't need to suffer all these things. That the Strauss bladder formula and the prostate formula for men, amazing. Amazingly effective. They'll help with the symptoms within 7 days. Now, the other side of that coin that worries me is that people will be better with their symptoms and they'll stop taking it. Well, you know, you want to take these formulas for at least 3 months, do the job completely and be done with it. Not bacteria grows back very quickly, especially in those parts of our body. And it's stubborn. It's these parts of our body, the kidneys, the bladder, and the prostate, are some of the most difficult parts of our body to accept help, whether it's medication or what it is. They're, for some reason, there. So we have to be diligent, try and do the 3 doses a day, and take it for a minimum 3 months, and you'll see the difference. And of course, satisfaction guarantee, Pastor Butch. Nobody's money is kept unless they're satisfied, and I love that about the Strauss company as well. But there's never been a more important time, in my opinion, in modern times, to both supplement, to take some good vitamins and minerals. Things like curcumin, turmeric are good for inflammation, for example. But cleansing is just so important. They figure the average person has 30 pounds of waste inside them. And, you know, our liver is the main filter for all the things that we don't have equipment to deal with, like chemicals, chemical drugs, chemicals from smoking, from cigarettes, from what's sprayed on our produce, all these chemicals. And in our city water oftentimes. And so there just has never been a more important time to, because we want these, we have no equipment for some of these wastes and toxins that we take in. So we want them out just as soon as possible. That's the bottom line, Pastor Butch. And to let them accumulate, you know, is not going to, we're going to have problems if that's what we do. So that's what I like best about the Strauss products is the cleansing effect and the detoxing effect. You're taking the garbage out. And as they say, you wouldn't stay in the kitchen very long if you didn't ever take the trash out. So really, I think it's a fair comparison with our bodies. As miraculous as they are and incredible working as they are, we still need that maintenance, just like we need enough good food, Pastor Butch. We need some exercise, use those legs and arms that we were given, get some sleep, try not to stress. That's a tough one. Stress is a tough one. It does kill. And our cells, including our immune system, either fight or flight. And you know, you don't want your immune system fleeing. That's for sure. These vaccines, it was reported by your Secretary Kennedy today that of the people that died after COVID, 23% more had the vaccine. And the reporter said to him, well, then, you know, more people should have got vaccinated. He said, why? We've just proven it wasn't worth it. The 23% more people of all causes, not deaths from the vaccine, just all causes of death. There was 23% more in those that got vaccinated. So I think it's also the most important time ever, Pastor Butch, to be maybe a bigger part of our own health. If you're taking pharmaceuticals, take the few minutes to read the paperwork, know what the serious or harmful potential side effects are. In case you're suffering one or more of them, you can tell your doctor and they can act accordingly. Do whatever they're going to do. Lower your dosage, change your pill. But I do think it's time, very important time for people to pay more attention to their health and to do some of these things. And then natural is good, Pastor, but you can't harm yourself. You can't harm yourself.
You've been covering a lot of important things, for sure. But one thing we need to keep in mind, too, we are all the time inhaling, ingesting, and every way possible putting poison in our body. We shouldn't have the wrong kind of foods that aren't healthy for you. So what you're offering through Strauss is some way to at least alleviate some of that problem, isn't it?
But sure, it you know, to clean the liver and kidney and certainly your circulatory system, your blood system, that 50,000 kilometers of vessels and veins, it's the most important body function, of course. That's why there's 50,000 kilometers twice around the earth in each of us. It's just hard to get your head around, but it's a fact.
Yes, it
and
is.
It's the reason we have so many of them you can't even see. Those tiny capillaries go into your skin and so forth, your biggest organ. Every single cell in our body needs that blood. Every cell. There isn't one that doesn't, from the hair on your head to your toenails and every cell in between. And so it's very important that we keep our circulatory system as clean as possible and flowing properly. Diabetics, of course, it is their big challenge. And they are four to five times more likely to suffer a heart attack or stroke than the population who is not diabetic. So very serious for them. And I could tell stories all night long, Pastor Butch, about diabetics and the Strauss heart drops. It just, some of them suffer terribly too with pain, and some of them lose pieces of themselves. I have a friend that just lost one of his legs below the knee. And started with his toes, and then it went bad from there. So, you know, diabetics are the only people that we recommend stay on Strauss heart drops for life. That circulation is just key, and that pain is terrible. And, of course, losing a part of yourself or losing your eyesight is a miserable thing.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I've been diabetic many years, but by the grace of God, kept it pretty much under my control. Under God's control, trying to watch what I eat and different things. But you know, it is a challenge. But as you get older, Wayne, I don't care. Maybe you lived healthy and you're still healthy, but the age makes a difference. Things in your body wear out. No matter how much I'm going to try to take care of them, you're going to have heart problems or liver problems. Even though you lived healthy, things still can have problems that accumulate over the years. So, folks, the Strauss products that we offer through the ministry here are just a way to help prevent some things that could happen to you in the future. And I think that's vitally important that we understand that. Very important. Because we have to understand that these things are part of living in this world. We're going to have problems. That's all there is to it. Go ahead, Wayne.
Well, sure, Pastor Butch, it's biology, right? Nobody gets out alive. We're not meant to live to 150. But what we do have some control of is what we choose to eat. You know, if you're eating high-packaged, high-salt, high-sugar foods a lot, with that refined sugar, that's a tough path to choose and stay on. You really, and it's harder than ever to eat well with 100% natural foods. It truly is with all the seedless and genetically modified foods that we have. And I think that's why, Pastor Butch, even the vitamins and minerals, never been a more important time to be on these things. Our soil is depleted in much of the world because it hasn't been laid fallow for a year every four or five. And if the nutrients that nature planned for us aren't in the soil, they're not going into our vegetables and fruits. And if they're not going into those, then we don't get them. So there truly has never been a more important time. And I think, you know, the evidence, given that they've got some pretty slick, high-tech diagnostic equipment these days that we haven't always had, it seems a shame that every single Schedule A disease is on the rise. And, of course, the argument is there was a time when you asked Siri this on the Internet, what was the major cause of death, the highest cause of death? A few years ago, she said doctor-prescribed drugs. Now I think she says it's number three behind heart disease and cancer. So, you know, all these drugs that so many people are on, there's no two that have ever been tested together, and yet people can end up on far more than two different pills. And I know your body may be wondering what the heck's going on. So, you know, you've got that on top of it. And, of course, they're all chemical, man-made chemical drugs. So, once again, cleansing is just so important, Pastor Butch. You don't want all these chemicals from all these sources staying in your liver and your kidneys, but primarily your liver. And liver disease is on the rise like crazy. It is. And I think there's just that many more poisons and toxins in our world, and that much less natural food in the world. And that's a bad prescription.
Well, let me ask you a question, Wayne. With all the products you handle, are there any new ones on the horizon? Is there anything that you know of that's going to be out in the very near future that you can think of?
Well, when you say very near, we've applied, and I would hope within 6 months, our parasite formula is coming back in the liquid form. See, even when we change from identical formula, say from tea to capsule to liquid, each requires the government approval. So, and that historically takes 8 to 9 months. So by the end of this year, we should have the parasite formula available to everyone. And then I would hope not long after, we're still in the trials with the liver and lymphatic formulas. And these are some formulas. They're not new, but as I say, in the liquid form, we have to apply to Health Canada and the FDA just the same. These two are incredible formulas. You'll know they work. You'll know they're working on you, because you will go to the bathroom extra for bowel movements. And not to be rude about it, I know people don't like to hear this, but you will smell the difference of that poison coming out of you. And that's how you'll know it's working.
The pilot could be out winning. The pilot could be out winning again.
I would say within 9 or 10 months, the liver and lymphatic will be back. And that lymphatic, that's so important, you see. Our blood carries most everything, the all-important oxygen, the water, the food, the medicine, the waste, everything pretty much travels through our blood, except the only other transportation system is our lymphatic system. And what it carries is our immune cells. So when our lymphatic system is plugged up or not functioning properly, toxified and so forth, then our immune system cannot work to best effect. And so I've been very passionate about that product and very anxious to get it back in people's hands. It's a very, very important product. And I think if everyone was wise, Pastor Butch, they would take that product for 2 or 3 months, just like you'd change your furnace filters. It's just the lymphatic system. It's so important. You don't hear it talked about much. You don't hear the doctors talk about it much. I actually have two friends who, they got cancer in their lymph nodes. That's some of your drains. That's what lymph nodes do, drain the sweat glands under your arms and at the in your groin. And they each had their lymph nodes removed in surgery. So I don't know what's supposed to happen then, because that's the drains. So I don't know what that end result is supposed to be, but I think you're far better off, of course, just maintaining that original equipment and keeping it clean so that it does what it's supposed to do. And it's almost like the infantry, Pastor Butch. You know, the great U.S. Defense Department, well, the infantry or the Marines, whoever goes in first, that's the lymphatic system. So you could see if your armed forces, if the infantry going in first didn't do well, well, it's a problem. And the same thing with our bodies and our health.
Well, you know, God bless us with a good body. We poisoned it for generations. We know that. But it's just amazing to me how we can, simple things like taking a few products a day. That's why we offer Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash. We have Summer Dre with Superior Mountain Herbs, and of course, you with Strauss products. We offer these things because they can make a difference. And natural ways don't fix a problem overnight always. Should become a habit to us, Wayne, to use these products every day.
Sure, it's a process, Pastor Butch. It's, you know, we're used to, I guess, taking pills of one sort or another that do often deal with the symptoms, you know, deal with the symptoms, but not the source of the problem or the root cause. And they don't claim to heal or fix you in their own defense. They don't claim that. For example, the blood pressure medications, they may help control your numbers, your blood pressure, but they aren't even made to do anything to fix what the problem is. That's not the point. Now, that's why they're so rich. You know, if you go on these pills, usually I've never heard anyone tell me in all these 30 years, their doctor said, Pastor Butch, your blood pressure's perfect. You can get off those pills. I've never heard it once.
They
don't claim to fix it, you know, and again, in their defense, they don't claim to. So in our case, people take our products, they do what they're expecting to do and get the results they're expecting, and then we need new customers. You know, so it's I'm envious of them how they have customers for life, but I'm far more pleased and excited about our products that really and truly help people and don't just deal with your symptoms. Of course, the symptoms are a part of any ailment, but if you can help the body fix the ailment, then the symptoms, of course, are gone. And so that's, you know, that's what we guarantee. There's going to be a special, I believe, in April on the bladder and prostate, prostate. Only the men, of course, take the prostate. They're pretty much identical formulas, actually, and they are so effective, Pastor Butch. It isn't funny. They, you know, one of the things about we humans is it's a funny thing. We roll along, good health and everything okay, and we it seems we think it will happen to the other guy, to the other person. Well, in the case of the male prostate, the fact is, the truth of the matter is, one out of every two men will suffer a serious problem. So to think it'll always be the other guy is, it may not be the smartest thinking. And I use the prostate formula. I've had signs of a weak prostate. And so I'm staying on that formula until, you know, until things are different. But you do get the symptoms looked after in short order. That's what always amazed me. And then I always pray people finish the formula and do the job properly, you know. But within a week, whatever you're suffering, incontinence, you know, urgency, leakage, getting up too many times through the night, you will notice considerable improvements in 7 days or less. But you're not fixed. You're not, you know, you haven't done the complete job. As I said before, bacteria grows back so quickly in the bladder, the kidneys, and the prostate that it's not funny, and it's stubborn. So we need to be diligent. You want to take them for at least 3 months. If you have a more serious problem, you may, like with prostate, you may need to want to take them longer. My dad was booked for a prostatectomy, Pastor Butch, years ago in Boston. And I was shocked. I said, Dad, what are you talking about, Jesus? And Boston was the ones canceled his open heart surgery after he took the heart drops, the Strauss heart drops. So I said, Dad, you know, look what happened with your heart. You didn't have to have the surgery. I said, your prostate won't kill you in 3 months. Take this for 3 months and then go to Boston. They're going to retest you. And if you still need it taken out, then I guess you'll decide to have it taken out. I swear on my life, Pastor Butch, he did that, went back to Boston. They said he had the PSA count of a young man, canceled the surgery, and my dad lived another 12 years and died with a healthy prostate.
Wayne Elliott, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Thank you so much, my friend. I will be in touch, okay?
God bless, Pastor Butch.
God bless, my friend. Host calls here to ministry. We offer the products right here all the time. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Don't go away.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back, and I hope you all enjoyed it, Wayne Elliott. That man is a phenomenal guy to talk to about Strauss Products. He knew the guy that owned the company, worked with him for years. But he poured his heart out to you tonight, folks, and something I think would help you help. But I want to discuss something else tonight that's, I think, very important. But again, Strauss Products available here have been for many years, along with Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash. Don't forget, we also offer Tahibo tea with Milan Vukovic, and of course, Summer Dre with Superior Mountain Herbs. We are blessed to have an offer. People are stressed. And I don't care who you are. But by the grace of God, a lot of us have peace in Christ. Now, it's all wonderful. But the stress in this world is building up every day on everyone. It even stressed out Christ to the point that he sweat blood. So stress is a real factor, is it not? And this whole world is rocketing real.
And we see that every day in our lives. It's not getting better, it's getting worse. And I read the book of Luke, chapter 21.
In the last days, men's hearts will fail them because of fear. Because they're looking after the saints which are coming on the earth, and they know it's getting imminent. Something really bad is going to happen, and is happening. Our world is becoming unglued, so to speak. I guess you put that way. You know, if you understand Scripture, and I hope most of you do, I know a lot of you don't read the Bible. Even Christians don't read the Bible like they should. They don't study it like they should, for sure. That's not being judgmental. That's just telling it like it is. Most Christians go to church once or twice a week and maybe go to Sabbath school or Sunday school and I listen to the teacher. That's about it. But the scriptures will prepare you about what's coming. That's one of the reasons in our Bible studies, when we have a chance to have them, we discuss Christian worldview news. Yes, it's all biblically based, but it is world news. The other day I was talking to a young lady. She says, I never listen to the news. And I understand how she feels. Most of us trash anyway. But there are some alternative areas where you can find some real news. But I said to her, don't you know that news is prophecy while it's happening? News is prophecy while it's happening. Let that sink in a minute. News is what's happening today that was prophesied thousands of years ago. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about that? News is what's happening that's prophesied thousands of years ago. We should all, especially Christians, be keeping up with world events, because world events were foretold in the Word of God. The last days were foretold in the Word of God. And if we're willing to look the truth and look at what's happening in the world and try to comprehend the truth behind it and know who's in charge of it, and no matter what we think or what we may fear, if we take time to understand that our God's in charge, period, it's easier to cope with the things that's happening in the world. We have a madman in the White House now that's absolutely unhinged. At best, he's a flat-out liar and a narcissist, an egotistical maniac. And people say, well, you like him, Bruce. Did you do Biden? No, I don't. I didn't like Biden. I didn't like Bush. I didn't like Clinton. Well, you don't like any of them. No, I don't. I haven't voted for a president in this country for many elections. And why? Because I've watched him for years and years. And every one of them takes us further down the road to destruction, into damnation, into tyranny. I'm not supporting them. I don't care what side they're on. Unless I'm convinced somebody's a born-again believer that's going to try to uphold the Word of God above even our Constitution and Bill of Rights, because the Word of God is where all that's supposed to come from, right? Well, that's not totally true. We corrupted the Word of God in law that were written, including the Constitution. You don't have to like it, I don't care. Turn the radio off. Article 6, Section 3 of the Constitution, you know, with the need to have Christians run for office. So don't tell me it's a Christian document. It's a lie. Now, back to what I was saying. We're watching the insanity spread and multiply. The world is unraveling because the cornerstone of all life, of all creation, is Jesus Christ. When the cornerstone has been renewed, the foundation has to shift. When the foundation shifts, the structure crumbles. And when the foundation be destroyed, folks, you can build in vain because it's not going to stand. I do believe that anyone with any inkling of common sense can see our world's falling apart. And it's causing stress on people. It's causing a huge stress on people. I mean, even one item alone, the price of gasoline went up $1 in the last month, $1 a gallon in a month. I know people that are having a hard time putting fuel in the car when it was $2.50 a gallon. Now it's almost $4 a gallon and over in some places. They can't afford to buy groceries because grocery prices keep rising. Now the fuel prices went up, food prices are going up quicker than ever before. You say, preacher, you're doom and gloom tonight. No, I'm not, folks. I'm trying to get you to understand something. It's very important. And I guess I am doom and gloom in a sense, because the nations that forget God turned into hell. And if every nation in the world is ever going to pay a hellish price, it's going to be America. Because if the miracles have been done in other parts of the world that was done for America, I do believe they would have stayed godly longer than us, because we were given everything through the trash can. That's just us. That's America today. We're on the verge, perhaps, of a large war much further than the Middle East. We have a president saying, well, Iran's trying, well, wouldn't talk to us, and Iran said we haven't said a word to him, and I don't believe they have. You can't believe either side, but I'll believe Iran before I believe our government right now. Folks, I am a veteran. I didn't run and hide. I didn't get out of going, going to the military. I went in. I volunteered in. I went in. Will I do it again for the same cause? No, I wouldn't. But I did. So you can't accuse me of running and hiding. It's like some little sniveling coward. Although now I realize most of us may be wild enough to see what's going on in this world and didn't want to participate in an ungodly war, an unneeded war, to further some rich man's cause in this world and line some rich man's pocket. I see that now. I didn't see it then. But the stress of what's happening in the world today is it's worldwide, not just here. But it's in America where I live, very much so. Our society is crumbling. Our economy is crumbling. The chaos in the streets increasing every day. And that does bring stress. It does to me. Maybe you're superhuman. Maybe you don't feel any of these things. It bothers me, folks. Not so much for myself. For the family I'm going to leave behind one day soon. Stress is real. The only way that you can defeat stress, or at least deal with it, and keep your mind even, and your spirit on even keel with Christ, is by increasing faith in Him and His Word. Folks, I do my best, and have been now on the radio for 33 years. Been preaching for nearly 50 years. Been trying our best to get the word out to people about what's happening in the world. And I was asked to leave a church because I did that one time because I was trying to teach them what's coming on this earth. I was asked to leave, so I left. My job as a pastor, as your friend, as your brother in Christ, is to try to tell you that things are not getting better, they're getting worse. But we need to draw closer to the shepherd, folks. The safest place to be when the wolves are around you are at your shepherd's side. There are wolves all around us. They hate us. Satan's minions want to kill us and destroy us and steal from us. And not just steal our joy and our peace and our comforts in Christ. He does that by doubt. He does it by causing for us to look upon the earth, just as simple as Peter walking on the water. Peter got on the water and walked, and walking towards Christ, and did just fine to look down to water and saw the waves around him. He got afraid and started sinking, lost his faith. At least enough sense to cry out, "Lord, save me!" And Christ did, obviously. But why do we think we are greater than Peter? We can step out and walk in faith. But from time to time, I do. Maybe you do too. If you'll fess up, maybe you do too. We get our eyes off Christ and on the world and situations. And that's when we start having trouble with it. That's when our hearts start filling us because of fear. That's when we see things starting to fall apart. And we're watching our world, so to speak, crumble. I'm speaking now for myself, and probably anybody my age will admit this. Getting older makes things tougher by itself. It does. Getting older in this body makes things tougher just as it is. But you take the frailty of the human body physically and sometimes mentally, then add all the other things onto it. You can understand why people can get wore out and tired. Understand now why my dad, for example, used to tell me he's getting anxious to leave the world, getting tired of this world. His friends and family, his wife and others, had went on with Christ now. He's ready to go. I can understand that. And folks, it's understandable that we get that way, but we must not walk in a depressive fear. It not only cripples us, but it destroys our witness around other people. If all you talk about 24/7 are the problems of this world, then you're a depressing person to be around. The victory we have in Jesus Christ, through his blood and by his grace, is a hope we have this world can touch. Yes, Satan can shake us, he can rattle us, he can knock us around a little bit. He did everybody from Christ right on down. But if we keep our eyes on Christ, although there are times we all stumble, if we get back up and say, Father, forgive us and forgive me and help me walk stronger in you, he will do that. But we have to understand that what we're seeing happening in the world today is prophecy happening in our lifetime. It always has. From the beginning in the garden, the prophecy right on through to the end of times are the future being foretold in our lifetime, and we're living it. So we mustn't be overly discouraged. Although we can all get that way, I'm sharing my frailties with you tonight, I guess. We all get very frustrated and discouraged because we're just people. We're walking in a very temporary body. We're not walking in a new body, our new life yet, as far as being in a glorified body, an eternal life in our presence. It abides in us now. But we haven't started walking it yet in our bodies. We don't have to know all the future. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't have them. We can't have them. In order to have all the answers, we have to be equal to God. We're not even close to that. It's unthinkable that we'd even want to believe that. But we can have hope in Christ, no matter what. By the way, if you want to call and talk to me tonight, you can. The phone line is open at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. I'm sure some of y'all know what I'm talking about tonight. I just wanted to get on there tonight and tell you, yes, we are in a world of hurt as a worldwide phenomena. Worse in some places than others. But America, where I grew up, I've been here going on 78 years. I watched my homeland unravel and disintegrate more every day. I watched because the mortar of creation, which is Jesus Christ, had been taken out of the essence of what holds a nation and a family and a life together, individuals together. Well, I've seen that taken out. And I'm watching society crumble around me. Morality is all but a thing of the past. I know preachers who've had their son and daughter shacking up under the preacher's roof, yet he's still pastoring a church. I know that man personally. I've seen that compromise. I've seen mothers of homosexuals say, well, they love God. I don't know what God's talking about, but it's not the God I know. I've seen them try to excuse the sin in their own lives and other lives. Folks, we're all guilty of that. Don't get all high-minded, because we're all guilty of that. In the past, anyway. Prayerfully, not now. We've all sinned to come short of the glory of God, but repentance is key for all. And the only way a nation can be redeemed is just like an individual can be redeemed. They must first repent. America, We need to repent, and it's not happening. Knowing who we are in prophecy in the Bible, and if you haven't got that teaching I did on American prophecy, all I can say is shame on you. It's available. But knowing who we are, 2 Chronicles 7:14 certainly applies to us, the United States. We're not repenting, so our nation is not going to be healed. I don't care who you put in office. I don't care how many. I don't care if you put every office holder in this country becomes a conservative. Neocon, or they become a conservative with all the right ideas. We'll say constitutionally, and maybe economically, they have all the right ideas. But unless they are born again believers and repent before God and ask direction, it ain't going to work. Because Christ is the essence that holds it together. When Christ is not in it, it will not stand. Conservative liberals, liberal leaders, conservative leaders and liberal leaders make no difference to God. Unless Christ is in them, he can't hear their prayers. He can't fix a problem. He won't fix a problem. Because men's ideas without the foundation of the Word of God are sinking sand. They won't hold together. That's our country today. That's our nation today. But your life doesn't have to be that way. Your life, your personal life, does not have to be that way. The phone lines are quiet, and that's fine. I'm enjoying preaching. If you want to call, you still can. 717-300-1698. I'm seeing what should be breaking my heart. Breaking your heart. It's breaking my heart for sure. Our churches struggle. They call them, and I'm saying this out of pure love. They call themselves churches, and I'm not saying they're not sincere. Probably a lot of them are truly born-again believers, like I think they are. But they've been fed so much garbage for so long. And the book of Isaiah says the priests fed them vomit, and they didn't even know it. That's what's happening today. We've been fed this mamby-pamby teachings on the pre-trib rapture that I used to preach myself. I preached it myself, folks. I'm not throwing stones. Once saved, always saved. I was taught that when I first went to church also. I mean, and much more than that. You know, I mean, you're a sinner saved by grace, which is true. But when you're born again, you should cease being a sinner, at least an intentional sinner. You should want to walk as a saint of God. Well, no, we never get it perfect. That's not the point. The point of it is, we want to. But the stress of this life is wearing a lot of people down because their eyes are not on Christ, but on the earth and the problems in the world. Just as Peter took his eyes off Christ and began to sink, so too we as a people, as a nation. I just know for sure that our God is real, that his love is forever, and that he cares for us. Infinitely cares for us, more than we could ever begin to comprehend in 1,000 lifetimes. He is God. He is God. Jehovah God, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost all desire to live with us, and the Holy Spirit live in us to teach us and guide us. He gave us all he had, folks. He gave us all he had on the cross. Let's talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Pastor. I've been watching a lot of financial analysts today, and these moves that Trump is making, saying we're going to bomb today. No, we're not going to bomb. We're going to let the oil go, and we're going to bomb next week and all that kind of stuff. The prices of the futures and the puts, they fluctuate wildly. And he is signaling the people who are doing this buying and selling upon his determination as to when the market's going to or when the bombings are going to go. People are making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Absolutely. He is too.
They're playing the market. Pastor, the root of all evil is the love of money. And yes. There were people on 9/11 who stayed in the tower so they could keep making trades because they could not give up that chance to make that extra dollar. Yeah. And they went down with the towers. Unbelievable.
Yes, they did.
And these people in Washington are sacrificing our nation so that they can make money on the way out.
I'm sure that's true, Tom. And thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for the input. Thank you. Jan and Alba, come on in, Jan. Got about 1 minute.
Okay, Pastor. No, I was just thinking about everything that everyone has done to cause God to shake the earth and to do the final judgment on us.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every one of us is responsible in some way. Be it little
or be it
huge. Every one of us. We cannot point our finger at one person and say, you did it, because we all did it.
Most of us did it through ignorance. That's true. We did. I didn't know a lot of the things I know now. I really thought I was preaching the Bible, but I wasn't. But, yeah, we did it through ignorance. But nonetheless, ignorance will kill you also, won't it?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. That's why you have to read the book. You don't just listen to someone else. You have to read the book.
Amen. Just study it. That's right. Good call, Jan. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
God bless. Hey, how's Lynn?
She's doing pretty well. Thanks for praying for her. Thank you. She's doing pretty well. And again, folks, I'll tell you, Phil said, be sure and tell you all, thanks for praying for Lynn. She's recovering from surgery, but it all looks well. Again, they don't get next Thursday, the 2nd, Joe Cannon has open heart surgery too. Please keep that in mind, please, for the healing on him. We're down about the last 30 seconds or so. And folks, I do love you a bunch. I'm trying my best to preach the Bible. And I ask you, please, we've done the last few days of the month. If you can help us get in the next month, we'd appreciate it. We never had quite week recouped. We're okay. We're going to make it through this month okay. Now we've got to get in next month. So if you can help us, I'd appreciate it. We do love you a bunch. And I pray tonight somebody to bless you with listening to Wayne about Strauss products and what I try to share with him. Like, folks, keep your eyes on Christ. Don't take your eyes off Christ and look into the world. See what's happening, learn from it, prepare yourself best you can and warn others, but keep your eyes on Christ. That's the best advice I can give you, and that's all you're ever going to need. Jesus is the answer. No matter what the question is, he's the answer. It's in his book. He wrote it for your answers. Study it. Learn it. Don't take my word for it. Look for yourself. We're doing our best to reach you because we love you, and I do mean that. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. It's going to be you and I again tomorrow night also. We're going to discuss a very uncomfortable topic tomorrow night, America the Empire. I will see you there. Have a great night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.